We're reading Matthew's account of the first Easter morning, Matthew chapter 28. You can find a Bible under the chair in front of you, and this reading is on page 1000. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord.
Please keep your Bibles open, put your knitting down, and then you can have your Bibles open for our talk today. I just need to pop this. Very kindly, my son is helping me to carry this up here. Thank you, Zachary. There you go. Let's just put it here. Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. That's great. Oh, the anticipation is intense, isn't it? Well, should we pray as we come and look at that passage together this morning on this exciting Easter day 2018? Praise God for that. Let's have a look at this. Let's pray and ask that God would speak to all of us, from the youngest here to the oldest here. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that you speak to us. Do you want us to hear a message today that will encourage our hearts and give us life? In Jesus' name we pray you'll open all our hearts to your Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, to many people, the idea that Jesus rose from the dead is too unbelievable. It seems absolutely ridiculous. Many people think, yes, Jesus did die. He did die. History tells us that. There was a man called Jesus who actually did die. And he died on Good Friday, but the idea of him being risen from the dead seems far too ridiculous. It is ridiculous, for example, if, say, take this plastic chicken, which is clearly dead, ladies. It's dead, isn't it? It's so dead, it's made of plastic. But Bertie's not just been teaching me to knit, he's been teaching me to do magic. He has. So this morning, for one Sunday only, I'm going to do a magic trick and make this chicken come to life. Yeah. See, people think it's ridiculous. And I have here, before I plunge this chicken into my basket of despair, I will have my magic wand here, in memory of Ken Dodd. And I've got my magic wand here. And first of all, I need to put my chicken into the basket of despair. Hang on a second, let's get my notes, because it could go horribly wrong if I don't have my notes. Here we go. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, here's the basket of despair. And we're going to count to three, and I will drop the chicken into the basket of despair at three. Are you ready? One,
two, three.
In it goes. Now for the magic. The magic words are piff, paff, poof. But I fear there might be an explosion, so I'm just going to do that. I'm a bit nervous, going to do that. Brace positions. Piff. Together we'll say it. Piff, paff, puff. One, two, three. Piff, paff, puff. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Stay there, stay there. And I have a chicken. Thank you, darling. Feel your good clucking. You get out. Well done. Let's give my beautiful chicken, Winnie, a clap. Go sit down, darling, my mummy. Now, I know you're all dying to know how I did that. Can I just say, I was playing with your mind. It was all magic and deception and an almighty big trick. But the truth is this, that many people think when it comes to the story of Jesus' resurrection that it was a big trick, a big deception. If you read on after our passage, that's what the Pharisees say. Look, they paid the soldiers to spread a rumor that Jesus' body had been stolen. That was the word on the street. People did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. And certainly when his friends came to the tomb that morning, Mary and Mary Magdalene, they were not expecting a resurrected Jesus. You see there, back in chapter 27, verse 61, Mary Magdalene and Mary are sitting there opposite the tomb when Jesus' body is carried in and buried and the stone is rolled away and over the stone, over the tomb. And the last thing they expect is to see a risen Jesus. They're going to the grave of their friend. They're going to pay their last respects. They are deeply sad and full of sorrow. So the events of Matthew 28 are extraordinary. You see, when they get there, the most unexpected things happen. Look at the terrifying scene they encounter. It's like a scene from a disaster movie. Verse 2, there was a violent earthquake. They must have struggled to stand up. They were wondering what was going on. And then suddenly, from the sky, came this blast of light, this blaze of light. This messenger from God, this mighty angel appears on the scene and they are utterly terrified. They are fearful. They are scared. And we know it's super scary because the Roman soldiers who are there are terrified as well. They're scared if these men were hardened soldiers. They were built and trained not to fear, but this day they were utterly terrified. So terrified, verse 4 tells that they become like dead men. They're like the living dead in their fear. Now, that was extraordinary. It was a big surprise when you're just popping across to pay your last respects to the one you love. But actually, the angel senses the mood and speaks words to Mary and Mary Magdalene. Verse 5, he says, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples." So Mary and Mary Magdalene, they run off. And on the way, verse 8, they meet Jesus. They meet the risen Jesus. It's extraordinary. There he is before them. He says to them, verse 8, "Greetings." And they just fall at his feet in worship and hold on to his feet. They're blown away as they meet the risen Jesus. And Jesus says to them just what the angel said. He says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers in Galilee, and they will see me there." It was the most extraordinary series of events. They go and visit a dead man's grave. It is empty. They see a dead man risen and walking. It is glorious. They could sing this song. They could sing, "Lo, Jesus meets us. Risen from the tomb. Lovingly, he greets us. Scatters fear and gloom." Now, I don't know whether you spotted when we read those 10 verses, when Wendy read them to us, that actually there's repeated phrases in the passage. And often when something's repeated in the Bible, we have to take note. And often that'd be the big point of the passage. Did you spot what was repeated? Did you spot what's been on the vicarage fence for the last few weeks? It's the words from this passage. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And do you know what? There is a lot of fear in this passage. Lots of scared people. And the message is, do not be afraid. I wonder at the moment, what are you fearful of? What are you frightened of in your heart? What are you concerned about at school or at home or at work or in your lives or about the future? What are you fearful of? These words are spoken to fearful people just like us. I remember when I was growing up, we took my little brother, who was 10 years younger than me, for a birthday treat. He was 3. And we drove from Cardiff down to Somerset to a place called Cheddar Gorge, to a place called Wookie Hole. Who's been to Wookie Hole? Anyone been to Wookie Hole? Yeah, very popular place. And actually, it's this huge, cavernous lot of caves, and you walk around and you get a tour, and it's kind of fascinating. But my little brother was 3, and his hand got tighter and tighter and tighter on my heart. The blood was almost stopping in my hand. He was so terrified. We thought we'd give him a birthday treat, but it was a birthday trauma and terror. And then they turned off all the lights and they told us a ghost story. That was not a good moment. And then we got the birthday cake out and we sang happy birthday to you. Poor chap. Traumatized, as white as she's over it now, I think. Well, I wonder what you most fear. You know what you fear in your hearts. Whatever it is, that fear, what is the antidote to fear? What is the antidote to fear? Well, it's found in the glorious resurrection of Jesus. So have a look again. Verse 5, the angel says, do not fear. Why? Verse 6, he has risen. And then verse 10, as the angel, as Jesus appears to Mary and Mary Magdalene, he's standing there, the risen Jesus, and he says, do not be afraid. The antidote to fear is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, over the years, as parents, Jenny and I have found that the antidote to many things is Calpol. We look at the kids and we think they need jungle juice. And so we get out our syringe and we just do this. We go like this. Squirt. They need another one. We give them another one. And do you know what? Half an hour later, all is calm. All is bright. The antidote in parenting many times has been Calpol. But the antidote to fear in life, our fear for the future, of uncertainty, of ill health, of our families, our fears for our kids, our fear of facing suffering, our fear of facing rejection, our fear of death, our fear of loneliness. The antidote, the answer is found in the risen Jesus Christ, who says, do not be afraid, he has risen. In God's amazing love and grace, Jesus pays for my sin on the cross. He bears my wrath in my place. And he rises again to new life, never to die again. He is the death crusher. He is the sin smasher. He's the curse breaker. And he says to us, whoever believes in me will never perish, but will have everlasting life. And he promises one day, in the scriptures, that God will wipe away every tear from our eye. There will be no more mourning or sorrow or death. And we know that's true because Jesus rose from the dead. You see, shocked and fearful ladies met Jesus. And he said, do not be afraid. And we see, as the passage goes on in verse 8, before they meet Jesus, they begin to be filled with joy. Do you know what, boys and girls? It doesn't mean that following Jesus means that life will have no sadness, that school won't be difficult, that following Jesus will be easy. And that's true for all of us. Following Christ does not mean an end to sorrow in this life, but it does lift our gaze and our hearts to the hope of glory. Do you know, as a church family, it feels like we've lost so many dear ones from our church family over the last few weeks. Laurie Wheatley, Trixie Amis, Rachel Harmon, Mary Malam, godly people who knew the Lord Jesus. And we grieve their passing, but not without hope. We grieve their passing, but with great hope, because they knew the Lord Jesus and they are with him now. And Jesus says to them, and Jesus says to us, do not be afraid. He is risen. I have risen. No need to fear. He has risen. You see, whatever fears or uncertainties we face today, the antidote is found in faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe for the first time, or renewing our faith today, refreshing our faith in Jesus Christ. But did you know, and did you spot as we close, that there are some people in the passage who remain fearful? It's these soldiers. These soldiers in our passage, they remain fearful. They don't grasp this glorious truth that Jesus is alive. The soldiers in verse 4 are totally overwhelmed by this encounter with the majesty and the glory and the power of the living God as his messenger comes and the earth shakes. That is God's power and glory. And they're so scared that they shake and become like dead men. So that is quite a terrifying picture. There seems to be no relief for them, just a lie to spread after the event. And I reckon it's a small picture, isn't it, for us this morning, of that final encounter with God's glory and his presence when Jesus Christ returns. For on that day, it will be a fearful day when Christ comes to judge the world, when people will be separated into two groups, those who have trusted Christ on one side, those who have not. It'll be the joy of heaven for some, or the fear and trembling of being like the living dead forever and ever without Christ, without God. That is fearful. But it doesn't have to be that way for any of us. Maybe we're not yet a believer today. Jesus wants you to come to him and trust him and know his life in your life and give you a new start and the hope of heaven through faith in him. That is why he came, to bring you to know the Father. And this truth can be your truth that resonates in your heart and keeps you going and growing as a believer through life, through all the sorrows you will face. It is a glorious truth that he is risen. It sustains me. It sustains believers all over the world. That's why pasted on the vicarage fence this Easter has been this big banner. And I'll leave there all week this week. Read it as you go past. Do not be afraid. He has risen. And amazing. What does Jesus tell his disciples to do? These two ladies, Mary and Mary Magdalene. Twice he's told, they're told by the angel and by Jesus about this glorious truth. And what they have to do is this. They have to go and tell. Go and tell. We've got a great story to share, haven't we, if we're believers? We've got amazing truth to tell with other people. It's such good news. Who can we tell this week? Tonight we meet again at 7 o'clock, and there'll be two baptisms by immersion in the pool at the back of church. Two people will share how they've come to know Jesus Christ and how he's changed their lives, that he is risen. They'll be baptized. They'll act out what happened to Jesus. They'll be buried under the water. They'll be raised to new life. And they'll say that Jesus' story is my story and it's changed my life and I'm following him. Come back tonight. It'll be a real treat and joy to be here. Such good news. Such glorious news. You see, if we've met the risen Jesus, if we know him in our hearts, we have a great story and testimony to tell. It's kind of captured in this old chorus, which goes like this. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Maybe you'd like to find out more. We're running Christianity Explore. There's a little leaflet in all your chairs. Come along to that. We're running at the Wetherspoons in town on a Tuesday night and also at the Stables in the morning. There's some books to take away. Please take them and read them. They're yours for free. We'd love you to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to watch a short video now about Christianity Explored, and I've stopped. Thank you.
fan like? What's it all about?
Well, we're now going to stand.